All right, this day in history, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, 1963. Yeah, 62 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his incredibly powerful I Have a Dream speech at a major civil rights gathering at the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Also, 5 years later on this day in 1968, police and anti-war protesters clashed in the streets during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Connecticut Senator Abraham Ribicoff condemned the police for the violence when he nominated a fellow Democrat for president.
And with George McGovern as president of the United States, we wouldn't have to have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago.
But Vice President Hubert Humphrey served as the Dems' nominee for president, narrowly losing to Richard Nixon that November. All right, I got time for a devotion this morning, and it's from Robert Morgan's On This Day, Bite-Sized Way to Learn Church History. And today it is a hymn book under his arm. And it reads like this. Levi, Matthew, wasn't the only tax collector to follow Christ into his full-time ministry. Ira Sankey did, too. Sankey was born on this day, August 28, 1840, in a small Pennsylvania town. His family later moved to Newcastle, where his father became president of a local bank. Ira served in the Union Army during the Civil War, then returned home to serve as the local internal revenue collector. His real love, however, was singing, and he was in demand through Pennsylvania and Ohio as a soloist at meetings. His father, hoping he'd enter politics, complained, "I'm afraid that boy will never amount to anything. All he does is run about the country with a hymn book under his arm." His mother replied that she would rather see him with a hymn book under his arm than a whiskey bottle in his pocket. In 1870, at the age of 30, Ira Sankey attended the National Convention of the YMCA meeting in Indianapolis. One of the convention sessions was dragging along so badly that Ira offered to lead some hymns. At the end of the session, he was approached by a big, burly man who pelted him with questions. "Where are you from? What's your business? Are you married?" When Sankey told him he was married, lived in Pennsylvania, and worked for the government, the man abruptly announced, "You will have to give that up." "What for?" asked Sankey in amazement. "To come to Chicago and help in my work." Sankey replied that he could not possibly leave his business. To this, the man said, "You must. I've been looking for you for the last 8 years." Thus began one of the most famous partnerships in evangelistic history, D.L. Moody and Ira Sankey. For the next quarter century, Moody and Sankey traveled around the world. As Moody preached the gospel, Sankey sang solos, conducted the singing, and composed music for the gospel hymns. His gospel hymns and sacred songs and solos sold over 50 million copies. He became his generation's most beloved gospel singer. In our day, might be, or in more recent times, one thinks of George Beverly Shea with Billy Graham, and of course Cliff Barrows as the introductory individual. Mark 2, 13 and 14 says, "Once again, Jesus went to the shore of Lake Galilee. A large crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus." Levi was sitting at the place for paying taxes, and Jesus said to him, "Come with me." So he got up and went with Jesus. There we go. A hymn book under his arms. Under his arm, the story of Ira Sankey this morning in our devotion here on WWIB.
This is Mike from La Crosse, and my highlight of the summer was moving into my church's new building. For past few months, my church got a new building, and it completely remodeled it, and we moved in about 2 weeks ago, and we're having a church dedication September 7th, and it's a real nice building, and I'm happy with it, and I'm happy to be going back into a building for church, because we were having outside services, but that was my highlight for the summer.
There we go. That easy.
Yes. Thank you so much. And again, follow Mike's example. It looks like Anna just did as well, too. 715-396-1670. What was the highlight of your summer? We'd love to hear as we move into the Labor Day weekend.
All right. Let's give another listen here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Hi, this is Anna Marie Novak from way up in Catawba, and the highlight of our summer was by far our trip that we took to South Korea. Our youngest was adopted from there, Matthew, back in 2012, and ever since we've been planning a trip with our adoption agency to go back at some point, and the point finally came this summer, so we went back with 11 other adoptees and their families, and it was such an amazing time, especially to be able to reconnect with his family.
Very good. All right. Well, fantastic. Wow.
Yes.
How about that, Caleb, from La Crosse? Mike in La Crosse to Anna in Catawba right there.
Everywhere in between, the WWIB family stretches all across western and central Wisconsin and worldwide at WWIB.com.
Keith and Owen chiming in.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. I would have to say that one of the big highlights of my summer ended up being one fest that with Kyle and Ryan both working over, I went over and camped with Kyle. So I got to see a lot of the acts. I mean, the Friday acts, you know, starting out with the Afters, Jordan Felice, Danny Gokey was awesome. That so many people had said to me, oh, they didn't care for his concert before. And I just thought he had the best concert. That I said to Kyle as he sat there next to me, I said, it was like he was trying to sing as many songs as he could in 1 hour. And then I found out later that he sang for an hour and 15 minutes. It seemed like 45. But then also We the Kingdom was really good that night. And, I mean, on Saturday, the acts that I got to see were very good. And, I mean, the one that I looked forward to the most was Big Daddy Weave, because I've always been a fan of Big Daddy Weave. Not my number one artist, but I've always been a big fan, and just being able to see him, having him share, it was so.
My apologies, Keith. I kind of was trying to do something on our other screen, and I accidentally ended that abruptly. But, you know, it called to mind because we were talking to his sons actually on August 1st to Caleb from One Fest, and lo and behold, here's Dad.
Yeah, appreciate it, Keith. Thank you so much. Again, we'd love to hear your highlight of the summer, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Just, you know, give us 30 seconds or a minute. What was a highlight of your summer? We'd love to be playing those back here as we head toward that Labor Day weekend. 715-396-1670.
I got to say, you helped me experience one of the highlights of my summer, and it was doing the after party with Dawson. That would have to be Friday and Saturday night, doing that for us, father, son, live in the radio. That interaction was unlike anything I've ever experienced. It was a tidal wave of reaction from folks. And so that was a highlight.
It was really cool to have that. And Lord willing, being able to bring it back next year as well, too, if you guys are willing to stay up late.
Yeah.
The One Fest On Air After Party. Don't forget as well, speaking of late, it's late in the month for August. August Catch a Match, just 4 days left to have your gift matched, doubled, thanks to that generous matching challenge fund created by 30 generous friends of the ministry. WWIB.com/giving.
We're winding down summer, hence asking a question. Go ahead.
What was the highlight of your summer?
Yeah.
715-396-1670.
We would love to hear from you. We've heard from several folks, starting with Mike in La Crosse, Anna in Catawba, Keith in Owen. So, Caleb, we've gone south, we've gone north, we've gone east. We'd love to go west. We'll go as far west as Elk Mound now for this listener.
Good morning, Caleb. This is Beth from Elk Mound. I'd say the highlight of my summer was going to One Fest with my daughter and her daughter, my granddaughter, for the first time. They came. And then winning one of the prize packages from WWIB was fantastic. We enjoyed the Dells very much. To celebrating 44 years of marriage with my husband, Dennis, tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Bless you.
Well, we've been having some fun this morning with the summer winding down, kind of the unofficial end of summer with Labor Day right around the corner on Monday, asking, what was the highlight of your summer?
715-396-1670, 30 seconds a minute. Just let us know, hey, what was a highlight for you, for your family, friends? 715-396-1670-1670. We'd love to hear it in your own voice. What was a highlight of your summer?
Morning, fellas. Highlight of my summer was going to California on a road trip with my wife, seeing God's glory through the whole thing and the smile on her face. Oh, by the way, Bob from Eau Claire.
Well, thank
you. Love
you
guys. Bye.
Appreciate that, Bob, and then thank you so much for weighing in, 715-396-1670. I'd have to say, Halvo, probably the highlight of my summer was a trip that my family took to Door County, and at least as a family, we'd never been to Door County before. I don't know if when I was really little, maybe we'd gone there, but mm-hmm. I live in Wisconsin all my life and realize, hey, this is a place that I should go. I really, really have grown to love Lake Michigan over the last few years here. We've gone to Two Rivers and Point Beach State Forest, and so I had never been, to my recollection, to Door County, or at least this far into it, so we went to Peninsula State Park. Just loved it. Had a great time hiking and swimming and just seeing the beauty of God's creation, enjoying some great food. My kids and I share an affection for donuts, and we found some great local bakeries, multiple local bakeries on that trip. And it was just something I look back and say, yeah, I love being able to look back at a summer and not just say, well, here's all the things I accomplished at work. Yeah. I love being able to look back at a summer and say, hey, we made some family memories, and Lord willing, we accomplished that. And that was one of my favorites, was that trip out to Door County. Do you ever have that time at night where you know you should be sleeping? You need the sleep, but your body isn't quite cooperating and you just can't fall asleep. Well, for one thing, you could try some MyPillow products, but also you could try this. Mm-hmm. You could try this. I think you and I are saying hard pass.
Yep.
But maybe.
Yeah, the scientifically supported method might be one of the simplest. What is it?
Body temperature plays a big part in falling asleep, they say. Having a high body temperature can make you feel more alert, which, of course, would make it hard to sleep.
So when it's bedtime, your body tries to cool down before you go to sleep.
So here's the trick. Sticking your foot out of your covers to help your body release some heat.
Now, apparently, maybe there's differences of opinion on this because the headline says, fall asleep faster by sticking one of your feet outside your covers. However, when you read the story, it says your foot or feet.
Or feet. Either way, I don't know that I'd want to just stick my foot or feet outside the covers, and I want them inside the covers.
Yeah, the bottoms of your feet are hairless, hopefully.
As long as you're not a hobbit.
And they have special vascular structures to help regulate heat loss.
This is the thing, though. I think I just have a latent fear of having my feet exposed.
Yep.
I like them to be tucked up and snug inside the covers. Turn the fan on.
A much more common concern for me, and we're heading into that time of the year and it runs for months, is cold feet. And right, you go into bed, cold feet, and so I'll put something on my feet to try to warm them up to help me. Otherwise, if they're too cold, I know I can't sleep either.
I have to put in a plug, of course, for a MyPillow product. I love my MyPillow flannel sheets when it does get to those cold months, mm-hmm. hopefully a long time from now. Yep. But yeah, cold feet. How about cold sheets when you get into bed and you mm-hmm. want it to be snugly and warm?
Yeah.
And it's not, I'd go with the MyPillow flannel sheets. Word Absolutely. Of the wise.
There you go. And some socks. There we go.
Yeah.
WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. And speaking of the MyPillow slippers, once you get out of bed, right, you're going to want your feet to be warm.
Yeah, just remember, WWIB, yeah. The promo code helps the station, helps you save too.
Absolutely.